y'all. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. We do have a special guest. We have Baby Gronk. What was it?
The Drip King.
I'll talk to him. Sorry, that's another time. We have a Red Velvet Poppy.
Yo,
it's good. 45-time guest. Man's just the third co-host.
He's already up in the rafters, and we're already bringing him out of retirement.
It's like college basketball coaches that got put in the Basketball Hall of Fame while they were still coaching.
Sometimes you just gotta let the great ones rock, you know.
Yeah, one of them is Jim Boeheim, so we won't go there. Nah, I won't bring up the incident. Anyways, welcome back, Red Velvet. I was really pondering it. Insert Jim Boeheim Undertaker video here. But welcome back, Red Velvet Poppy. It's been a while, all things considered. I know you are the number one guest of all time, but it has been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a while. Shit, man, like what, a couple years? Year and a half?
It might like have that? Been like a year and a half.
Or, it's been a long time since you've had any guest on, period.
Not that long. John Mike was the last one. That was like a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah, that was
4 months ago.
Yeah, I guess it was Oscars stuff, right? So it was like January, February.
And that one wasn't even like the entire bit of that episode was just like pretending that was normal. So it wasn't really like a it wasn't really like a proper guest episode. It was just John Mike. Like, we were just like, oh yeah, John Mike's here. Anyways, best sound. But welcome back. It has been a long time. Red Velvet Poppy has done some very great things. Play 1 million live shows. He has played on 1 million live shows. Not an exaggeration.
Yeah, I've actually done a million. I've done quite a few, though, since the last time I was on here. Honestly, I think... When was the last time I was on here? It wasn't when I put out...
We'll verify that. Let me verify the last time you were here. It is done. So I mean, we take the time distance with kind of a grain of salt because Raza went to federal prison for like 6 months.
True.
It do be like that sometimes.
You do the crime. Don't do the don't do the crime. Don't do the time. You know.
Sometimes you just gotta.
That's not the saying. Let's see. The last time Red Velvet Poppy was on PPS, we're gonna have to scroll back for quite a while. Let's see. Sorry about the scrolling. Still scrolling.
Yeah, statistics department needs work.
What happens when you got a huge catalog, you know?
That is true.
God, I don't feel like it's been this long. Because the most recent one I found was episode 85. But I really don't feel like it's been that. I feel like I'm missing one.
Nah, man, it could have been. I feel like, honestly, I feel like right after.
2.5 years ago.
Yeah, man, it might have been. But I was going to say, the reason I was asking is because I think... It was, like, right after that I did an open mic, and that was, like, when I realized, like, I actually like performing. Because, like, prior to that, I just saw no interest in it. I was like, why do I need to do this? Like, everybody's like, oh, you have to perform. You have to perform. I'm just like, I don't get why. Like, I don't want to do this. But it was right after I put out Don't Hit My Line and all that, and... I got a good reaction from the open mic crowd, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then, like, over the last year, I started, like, actually doing, like, real shows and stuff, which has been exciting. It's always good to, like, feel people, like, liking your songs in real time.
Yeah. I do want to ask you about that, because we've never obviously done like a show in front of people. So like, what are some of the things, or, well, I guess to start, because when the last time you were on, apparently it was 2.5 years, which does not feel like that's
my research case. Confirms. Confirms that was
that's
that was
his insane. Fourth I am year. That's I am so sorry.
That's all good, bro. Bro, that was the last 2.5 years were chaotic for more reasons than one. So you know.
But I do wanna go over that. I mean, because performing live is such a big leap, especially for, you know, a musician. So like, what was that first? I'm sure you remember that first time. Like, what was it like? Like, what
were
you
feeling at the open mic?
Yeah.
So, I would say, like, I'm naturally a pretty reserved person. I don't, like, go out of my way to make myself, like, known in a room or anything like that. So, naturally, I was slightly nervous to, like, perform my songs and stuff. But I obviously like my music, so I'm confident, like, to go out there and do it when push comes to shove. But I did the last song on that EP, 10. And, like, the crowd was just, like, they, like, caught, like, the lyrics of it and, like, the rhythm of it and started, like, chanting along with it. And I was like, oh, this is an insane feeling. Like they don't even know the song, but, like, they're chanting, like, perfectly on rhythm with the song, like, in time with, like, the lyrics and stuff, like, giving me the energy and stuff. So I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I could definitely get used to this.
That must have been an incredible moment.
It's like a you made it type of moment.
Yeah, honestly. And it was only like a room of like 30 people in it. Like, so but it felt crazy. It felt wild. And that honestly like made me shift like how I wanted my music to sound. Like, because some of my stuff, like, you guys know, like, I get into, like, the more, like, lo-fi, like, dark kind of, like, rappity rap stuff, like, really down-tempo, dirty stuff. But, like,
yeah.
I don't find that fun to perform.
Right.
But 10 is, like, way more upbeat. Like, 10, Don't Hit My Line, all that stuff is, like, way more upbeat and, like, bright and colorful. So when I had fun performing those, I was like, oh, this is what I need my music to sound like. Then I do want to make like the lo-fi stuff still, but like, I want to make stuff that I could perform and have fun and have a crowd jump around to and like scream to, you know? So it definitely informed how I made my last album. Like, I wanted more songs where I could be energetic and like jump around. There's still like down tempo lo-fi-ish stuff on the album, but I was definitely trying to make more stuff that has bounce to it.
You call yourself whole lot of red velvet poppy.
I should make a whole lot of red velvet poppy type album.
That would be sick.
That would be mad fun.
If you ignore the imminent, you know, copyright claim,
the copyright
and
claim.
Cease and desist, you know, but it's like, who cares about all that?
So that's interesting. So the live performances have really in the last couple of years taken a kind of an influence on the music you're making.
Yeah, no. Once I realized like I actually wanted to perform live, then I had to like think about like, okay, like, if I want to perform live and I want to have fun performing live, I got to make stuff that I'm going to have fun performing live.
Right.
So
you don't want the J. Cole allegations.
Yeah. You know, I don't want I mean, his fans enjoy it though. You know, I like some of the J. Cole songs. I wouldn't go see him in concert, but
that's
people do.
Yeah.
So.
Cause I think that is,
you know, even him though, like when I think about it, like, I feel like that's what like, I think that's what like Forest Hills Drive kind of was. I feel like he was like trying to make more fun stuff with that one. Like, it's still like very like rappity rap stuff, but like, no role models? Like, I feel like obviously he was trying to make something that like gets people jumping around. And then like even like his newer stuff, like the middle child and all that stuff, like I feel like he's definitely trying to make stuff that he could have fun performing when he does perform occasionally. But it definitely affects you. Like when you get a crowd moving, you want to like create that feeling over and over, because it's just so hard to put into words, like feeling the energy off of people, especially from something you made. It's so overwhelming, but like joyful. Like it just takes you to like, it's like a spiritual experience almost. Like that sounds dramatic, but like it really, like it feels that deep when it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, being in that room with, you know, people, not just like, you know, sitting there enjoying the music, but participating them, I mean, that's very vindicating, definitely.
Yeah, no, last year I did like 8-10 shows or something like that, which I mean, like, I feel like that's not a lot, but all my friends and stuff say like, oh, you're performing a lot. I'm like, I guess, yeah, I mean.
That is a lot. I guess a lot. It's just subjective to what your like goal is, but I mean, I would say, you know, 8-10 shows is a lot. I mean, that's a lot of times to go out in front of a crowd and perform the things you made.
Yeah, no, that is true. But I don't know. I'm trying to do way more. Like, I'm trying to do like, I don't know, like 30 shows in a year. But I mean,
I think that's possible. I don't see why you couldn't. I mean, obviously life gets in the way, of course, but hey, 30 shows is, how many are you at for the 2023 year to this point?
I've done 5 so far, so I don't think I'm touching 30 this year unless I just really go crazy.
You have to rip
unless I really
it's
go
summertime I mean months. If you're going to, this is the time, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I could, I feel like I could do more, which is why I don't think it's a lot. But like when I take a step back and think about it and like see like what people around me are doing, like it's definitely a decent amount. Like, so
it's good.
It's all relative. It's all like growth and baby steps and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's always nowhere to go but up, right? Yeah. Always room. Just keep growing.
It's good. This is it's a tried and true thing. Performing like that is the best way to go about getting music out, or getting, you know, more exposure and your music out there to more people.
Yeah, no, that's 100% true. Like I know like followers don't matter, but like I've definitely seen like a substantial increase in my Instagram followers since I like started performing more consistently. Like, it's just the word of mouth, or like, I guess not even word of mouth, but just like experiencing it, like makes people feel like they're really a part of it or something like that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, just seeing it live, it's always different live every time. Mm. So it's good. I mean, the more shows, the more exposure, and the more it turns into more streams down the road. The question really, when the vinyl's coming?
I wanted to do vinyls for this album, but it's logistically it's too long. Not that it's too long, but like it would be a double vinyl, and I'm not trying to get a double vinyl press because that's a lot of money.
It is expensive.
But yeah, I don't know. Once I get like a more substantial fan base, I might do like a real quick like 50 to 100 vinyl run or something like that.
I will buy 10.
The next project or something like that. I don't know. We'll see. But I definitely do want to do vinyls, because I was looking into it when I was in the process of making my last album. But like I said, the logistics of it didn't really make sense for that one. But it's something I'm definitely thinking about.
I would be very...
Might have to settle for like CDs or something.
I would buy CDs, but I Oh my god, I'd wear the vinyl out. I'm gonna listen. All I'm saying, if a Genki vinyl ever came out one day, I will be there no matter what.
If I get enough clout for like the 10-year anniversary, I'll definitely put it out. Cause I really do love that EP. That EP is it's a good time.
I mean, it holds a special place in our hearts too.
Yeah, because it Don't Hit My Line.
Don't Hit My Line. I mean,
premiered it.
It's a hard pill to swallow. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 3 years ago, I think, in July. Yeah.
That's nuts.
That does not feel like a real thing to say. God.
Yeah, now that time skip, as me and my friends call it, was crazy.
The time skip.
It really does feel like a fucking time skip, dude. We had like 18 months later and then spit back out into the real world.
Where everybody just came back, leveled up. Everybody's got beards and shit now.
I'm nostalgic for those times. That is still, I mean, one of, if not, I mean, I'm sure some people would argue the greatest PPS episode. I mean, I think it has a very good.
Yo, was that the one where we did the tragedy of Darth Plagueis? Was that the same one?
It the same one? Shit, it's been so long.
I think that might have been the one after that.
It might have been
the Don't Hit My Line premiere.
Yeah. I don't remember the Mad Lib. I'm not.
It would have been too crazy if it was all in that one episode. That would have, like, a black hole would open if it was all just happening in that one episode.
Dude, it was a great episode. I remember that episode. I remember the edit I did. We convinced people to stay with the. He hit my car. He's trying to leave. He hit my car now. Why are you trying to leave?
Bro, why would you try to leave?
Bro, that fuck video no. Is, bro, fuck no.
That video is too funny. That video is too funny.
And I introduced it with listen to this track, bitch.
Oh, man. Bro, has Twitter had any moments like that recently?
I feel like. I mean. Twitter's just so different now, man. Twitter, it's so commercial.
Yeah, Twitter's not. Nowhere near the same as when we started PPS.
They really killed it, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, nothing good has happened on Twitter since. It's not a good platform anymore.
Yeah, it's really
you
not.
You could argue it never was.
And no, it definitely was.
Well, from an entertainment it's still the standpoint,
best, in my opinion,
no, it's definitely not anymore. There's no way.
What's better than Twitter?
TikTok at this point.
No.
I get way more entertainment from TikTok nowadays.
Well, entertainment maybe, but like if we're looking at the overall body of work pound for pound, like
what am I looking for out of social media if it's not?
Nah, but that was the thing about Twitter. Like you could get like entertainment, but also like information, like whatever you were looking for, like if you just wanted to talk sports or anything, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like not many other social media apps offer that.
Yeah. There's just not, like, you don't have the mix of entertainment and intelligent conversation anymore. It's like one or the other now. Depends on the day.
It definitely fell off a cliff.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
It definitely fell off a cliff.
I mean, and also, like, I mean, TikTok is just so interesting because of like the influence it can have. Also, like I was watching a video earlier today about like all the songs that TikTok has just found and like made explode from all these very either obscure artists or like old songs, like, you know, they did with Dreams by Fleetwood Mac or like running up that hill by Kate Bush. A lot of that was less about TikTok and more about Stranger Things, but the Dreams thing was straight out of TikTok.
The fucking I mean, this happened just recently. There was the fucking Sure Thing song to Miguel.
Yeah.
That song is
classic for years.
That song is 13 years old, man.
Yeah, and now crazy. My sister, who is like 27, refers to it as the TikTok song. I'm like, no,
it's no,
no, we were around. I promise it was on the radio.
That was like, before Vine. To me. That was before Vine's time, dude.
Vine, man.
I think
you it's honestly very interesting, like Vine and TikTok's like ability to like make music pop.
Yeah,
I don't really see that anywhere else. Like, I don't know what's special about those two apps that they just like do that.
I think it's like, just the sheer amount of users, at least in the TikTok case.
Mm.
Like just the overwhelming amount of people who are on the app.
Mm.
We can get an RVP track bumping on TikTok.
We definitely could. We should just push it, dude. If people can write that fucking A B C D E F.
I think we can
slide a Red Velvet Poppy track to number one on the charts.
Maybe one of my newer ones. I got a couple that might be TikTok worthy.
You know what I think would kill on TikTok is Pretty Girl.
Yo, actually, that I forgot how you do it, but one of my friends like sent me some random dude using Pretty Girl for his TikTok. Yeah, my distributor like sends my songs to TikTok. I don't know how like all that works, to be honest. Like, I should probably figure it out. But I know there was like I used to be able to search my song name and like see what TikToks were used with it, but I forgot how to do that now.
I can look up. I can see well, let me pull up on TikTok and see if I can find anything. Will it just be let's type in Red Velvet Poppy and see what I can find. I see your profile, but that's not really what I'm looking for. That's cool though. You have a person that
there's a couple of people. Like they're using this one dude, he like was like a Shikamaru fan from Naruto, and he used my song like What a Drag for like his like Shikamaru TikTok or something like that. It was funny, but there's like a couple of them I know. I don't know if like they're still up or they got deleted. I don't know how TikTok works with all that, but
I see a couple songs that are yours on here. I see I Want You, I see 10, I see End, and I see I swear is an old one, but I don't think I see at least off the outset. I don't see Pretty Girl. I'll type in Pretty Girl and see if I can find anything. Actually, I'm not going to Google that. Or I'm not going to look that up on TikTok. Never mind.
But yeah, no, I know there was some in the past, but yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think we can definitely bump a Red Velvet Poppy's track.
Yeah, no question.
To number one. You kidding me?
No fucking question.
Because I'll be real, most of the songs that TikTok blows up are not great.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like,
which
so
ones
out the loop.
I envy you, dude.
I honestly,
they're
yeah.
all not
yeah,
great.
It's that's the problem with TikTok though, and the downside to being like having a song blow up on TikTok. Is it's not really the song blows up on TikTok. It's like
the meme that goes with it.
It's like not even. It's just like one part, because audios are typically so short that it's like if they would just take like a part of the chorus or part of a verse from your song, but they wouldn't like most people wouldn't know the whole song.
Mm.
Like I don't know any other lines of that fucking I be popping bottles.
Yeah, no.
As far goes in there, but like I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know that fucking song.
I don't even know who made that song.
I don't think I want to know.
That is
See, by the time they get to me, it's like I don't even know that they're a TikTok song. Like if they were a TikTok song, like it's just like if I
find it
and I like it, it's like oh, this is fine.
That's gonna be really awkward for the artist. Like, have a song blow up on TikTok?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, it all depends.
I think most people would just, like, take it and run with it and try and... Because there's bad publicity, you know?
I guess. But then it's really awkward at your show when you're performing that song and then everybody sings, like, one line and then it's dead silent for the rest of the 3-minute song.
Very true. But who knows? Maybe that spawns you some fans, and then they go and listen to your music, and then it just grows and grows and grows. Because the curve will always be exponential.
Right.
Or it should be, you know, unless you just fall.
I feel like it all depends. I feel like it depends on, like, the song, why it blew up. Like, if people are just using it for, like, a meme or, like, a five-second clip, then, you know, it's, like, that's probably not the best. I mean, it's engagement, which you could always flip, but...
Yeah.
But then if, like, people, like, just are using your song and, like, people actually like the song, that's a good thing, you know? So...
Yeah, for sure. You just don't want to be one of those artists, because you see it where it's, like, the ABCDEFU songs. Like, everyone sings the chorus, and it's, like, a three-four-minute song. Everyone's just dead silent with the artist singing the verse. It's bad. I mean, that's really the only drawback. It's still money and engagement, though. So it's really, I mean, it's price to pay, I guess.
Yeah, honestly, whenever I look at, like, my streaming checks and, like, I'm looking at, like, where I got paid from, TikTok usually be paying me a good amount. So shout out to them.
Really?
Yeah, TikTok and Instagram. More Spotify. Honestly, they probably do. Like, I don't know how many streams I'm getting on TikTok or, like, how that works, but I'm pretty sure I'm getting more on Spotify, and I don't get paid as much on Spotify. So TikTok might actually be better than Spotify.
Yeah, as PPS with TikTok, in regards to TikTok, I think, Raza, I think you know the strategy here. I think we're gonna have to use a Red Velvet Poppy song in a slideshow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I don't know which one. I guess it would depend on the slideshow.
The thing is, the songs we use are usually ironic.
I don't really want to besmirch Red Velvet Poppy's art like that. As long as if it's a really good slideshow, though. Because the songs. Red Velvet Poppy doesn't know what we're talking about. So slideshows have a very particular song set. The song set usually, like, a popular one is Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
It's a good song, though. I like that song.
It's a great song.
It is a good song. It's very popular for slideshows. What else is popular? Honestly, ironic shit, like, bad covers of, like, Creep by Radiohead.
Again, it's usually just something goofy. Or when paired with goofy content, you laugh, you know?
Mm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think we'll have to come up with another way, honestly. I don't want to put Red Velvet Poppy in a slideshow where it's like a...
Well, who knows? Maybe one day I'll actually return to making actual TikToks that aren't slideshows.
If we don't get torn off the app for our slideshows.
That is also true. He hate me.
They banned you?
They've given us a couple community guideline violations.
Yeah, they've, like, taken our slideshows off the app.
That's crazy, because I just can't imagine that your slideshows are that crazy given.
They're really not. I've seen way worse. I've seen so much worse, dude.
Like, out of the stuff I've seen on TikTok, even though I'm not deeply on it, there's some wild shit on there. So
yeah, there's people that are like, yeah, here's how to make a
how to make a pipe bomb.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure both of the times we got them were yours.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, like...
Like mine?
That, like, Raza made them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But there's no way it's justified, because, like...
No, I don't think so.
Very disgusting things happening on that application.
Yeah, I don't know where we got them from. So, Mr. Red Velvet Pompey, if that is your real name.
It might be.
Well, everywhere we go, people want to know, where is Red Velvet Pompey summer album? So we tell them, don't rush art.
Yeah, word. Nah, I'm working on stuff. I am. I don't know. I might put out a song this summer.
Okay.
I have two in mind.
Hold on.
But neither of them are done. Like, I mean, they're done in the sense, like, I have everything written. Basically, everything is produced. I just haven't recorded them. So, like, they're not. I can't throw them out. But I do have things in my mind, and I am planning things.
But let me ask you, do you think one of these songs, is it possible that one of these songs is the song of the summer?
Oh, it's possible. Guys, one of them is really funny.
Guys,
it's really silly.
It's goofy.
Like, it's a good song, and like, but like, it's a very unserious song. Like,
I mean,
you listen to it and you're like, wow, this is like outrageous. Like, why would he? Why would he make this song? But like, it's funny because I made that song.
Does it have like Vine booms in it?
I should put some in it. No, it doesn't. It's just the subject matter. Like, it's like, oh, why would he scream this on a song? But like, why do I kind of like it?
I want to hear it.
I performed it like, because I've had this beat done and like the song written for about 2 years now, honestly. And like, I perform it live sometimes, and I'm always just like, yeah, this is unreleased. I don't know when it's coming out, so don't ask me after the show. And I always do it, and then people are like, yo, but what's good with that? And I'm like, I just told you don't ask me, because I don't know.
Definitely drop that. I want to hear it.
I might send you like the voice memo I have of it.
I would love that shit. God, I love having unreleased voice memos. It's my favorite. It's like, yeah, I'm cool. I have this.
Hey, man, sometimes the voice memos hit a little bit harder than like the actual recording. It's kind of a crazy thing.
I've had a few people be like, oh, like I've like either played a song or I've like put Red Velvet Poppy. I've put a Red Velvet Poppy playlist in my, or song in my playlist before. But I have put some Red Velvet Poppy on our playlist, and I've had people be like, oh, that's a good song, you know? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. My sister is the same way. She was like, I was listening to your playlist and I didn't know who this Red Velvet Poppy person was, but now I listen to their music. I'm like, fuck yeah. I didn't even, I should have told you sooner, probably, in all likelihood, but
it's pretty high.
I mean, yeah, if we take those all day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's very, I mean, the music you make is great. I don't think it's even, it's not a debate. It's, you're a great artist. I wish I had that kind of talent. Nobody's.
Yeah, I can't even play that.
Nobody's throwing PPS on in the whip. Like, hey, who are these wacky guys?
If I got in the car and somebody played PPS, I would get out.
I would get out of the car. I'm not sitting there. Fuck no, I'm out of there. Dude, see you later. I would take that as a threat.
Just while the car's in motion, just like roll out of it.
Oh my god, I'm breaking the window if the doors are locked.
That's funny.
Nah,
you know, PPS on like a road trip, you know, just
we have many, like, if you're doing a U.S. cross-country road trip, you're gonna have to go back and forth, because we got content.
Word.
Yeah, there's like nearly 200 episodes for you to play, so
yeah, two of them have E&M Cusick on it.
Yeah, and who knows, the third one might be coming very soon.
38 no well
Well, this is not that. This soon. Is like what?
It's like 180. I mean, yeah. So we got like
23 weeks.
23 weeks. It's the next year, dude. Hey, 45 of these episodes got Red Velvet Poppy. Actually, if you're being technical, like, God, I think like 150 of these episodes have Red Velvet Poppy on it.
Yeah.
I mean, technically that is true because of the beat.
Yeah, because of the intro outro. But yeah, I have definitely introduced some people to your music, and everyone loves it. And I get, I mean, I'm proud. I'm proud to show him, and I'm like, yeah, you know. He's like, oh yeah, this is a good song. I'm like, yeah, I'll tell him you said that.
Yo, speaking of the intro beats, was I supposed to send you a new one?
No, you did. Like, okay. A long time ago, we've been using it.
Okay, word. Because I was listening to the last episode, I was thinking, I was like, was I supposed to send them a new one?
And that was the new one. It was just a long time ago.
Okay, word.
We've had that. I think it's almost been 100 episodes with this one. I think, well, this would technically be 80 because we introduced it at 100. But yeah, no, we have not had any new one in a very long time.
Yeah, I might go through the archives. I might have a couple beats.
You did technically make three.
Yeah, I did.
But we never, the third one never really got used.
Mm.
This is the, I think the
first two I liked more anyways.
Yeah, I think the one we use now is technically two.
That's the second one.
I don't really remember. It's been so long. I mean, we've been using those two beats as the intro since, like, I think it was episode 25. I think the Christmas episode.
Mm.
The one of the quintessential episodes. So it's been legit over, it's been 100 and almost 60 episodes.
It's kind of hype.
That's insane to think about. It doesn't really strike me how long we've actually been doing this. If you like, just on a timeline scale, I mean, we started 4 years ago. That's something. That's crazy. I don't know what my Discord just did. I don't even know if they can hear me anymore. I don't even know if I'm still in the call. This part is going to be left in, though, so when they listen to it, they'll know what happened. They're probably like, what the hell happened? I'm not even sure what the hell happened, to be honest with you. I think Discord just crashed. I'm getting text messages now. So how y'all doing? While I try to claw my way back into Discord, I'm not honestly sure what happened. Can you all hear me again?
Yes. I did. RVP is taking five.
He took five. Okay. Well, we will also. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm not really sure what happened. Discord has failed me, but we're back. We're good. We're good.
Be back.
But yeah, I was saying, I don't know if y'all even heard me, but I was saying that it's kind of crazy how long, in retrospect, we have actually been doing PPS. It's 2019, it's, man. It's
about to be
4 years next month.
Yeah, man. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
It's PPS can almost legally drive and vote and drink.
Yeah. Raza surely has not been making that joke for the last 4 years. Now, if we're doing it in dog years, though.
Yeah, then the world is out.
Then you're well over.
You're 28, right? I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still pretty old. Let's be real. 4 years is like, you know. They say when
4 years is a long time.
Yeah, they say when you do something for like for 7 years, it becomes a part of your life forever.
Is that real? Or,
chat, is this real?
I don't think so. I know they say that about friends, apparently. Like, if you have a friend for 7 years, they're going to stick around in your life forever.
Chat?
I guess, yeah. No, I'd say that's right.
Chat, is this real?
Chat.
I was going to say I don't know about that because I've definitely had friends for longer than 7 years and I don't talk to them. But then I realized, like, they also weren't really, like, my friends. It was kind of just, like, a proximity thing.
Yeah, they got to be like.
That's buddies. True. Yeah. Sometimes it is just a proximity thing.
Mm.
Because, like, there's no way you're going. You're great friends with, like, the people you went to school with that whole time.
Yeah, no, I'm still really good friends with my college friends.
That's a different. I don't know. I mean, they're technically proximity, but something about them, you know.
I mean, like, it's proximity, but also, like, you definitely pick them. Like,
yeah, that's true. It's you just, like, select the best people in your proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely, there's everybody has that group that they meet freshman year that, like, they were friends with, but then, like, they met better people and just completely stopped talking to that original group.
Yeah.
Like,
Rosa. So.
Yeah.
Rosa left the whole university.
I go to a different school now. So.
Rosa left the whole institution.
It'd be like that, man. Sometimes it'd be like that.
It does sometimes be like
that. Hey, they broke. I'm up. Let's just say it like that. And now it's a parade inside my city.
Yeah.
It's a parade inside my city. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Skip Bayless. He's not dead. His career is just over.
He ain't dead.
It really is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, where does he go from here?
Hey, I mean, he can hang it up. I mean, he's an all-time hater. He's in the Player Hater Hall of Fame already. I mean, he can just retire.
They're saying it's about to be him and Nick Wright.
That would
oh,
be,
no.
I don't think I would ever even turn on my TV again to watch anything. I would just stop watching TV.
No, they got such a good thing going on, first things first. I don't think they would ruin that by putting Nick on Undisputed.
Yeah, no. Mm. Skip getting old, man. He going to definitely talk about that toupee. Nick Wright's hairline is not surviving.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah.
It's crazy how he just pulled up with that one day and acted like it was normal.
Everyone just, after a while, was just like, all right.
I guess, you know? If you like it, I love
He's
it.
He's bald. He's like King Neptune bald.
Bro, that is, like, why why did they do that in that movie? Like, that's such
know.
A crazy reaction.
That is
I was thinking about this the other day. Like,
bald.
It's like, yo, like, why is that everyone's reaction?
I don't know, dude. He had a shiny ass head, though. I can't lie.
Yeah, no, it was crystal. That was crazy.
The bald. Dude, his eyes were burning. His baldness burned that dude's eyes out of his socket.
Yeah, no, that was a... I was just wondering the other day, like, why did they have that reaction? Like, it's funny, but, like, bro, what was going on?
I don't even get... It's like, it's not like the fish... Any of the fish have hair.
Yeah, they're all bald.
So they go...
Like, they're all bald.
I don't know, dude. I really don't know.
Shout out to SpongeBob, man. Voice of a generation.
It is. They need to end that show, though. Let's put it to bed.
I heard that it got good again. But
that's
like, gotta
be cap. There's just
like,
no way.
It's not good. Like, it's not like back to like what we remember, but like now it's good in like its own newer way.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
It's hard to like believe it, that without
like it found a new voice kind of thing. But I haven't watched any of the newer episodes to confirm that. But that's what I heard.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go through and watch.
We'll know in like 10 years when like all the kids now who watch it grow up and get on social media and they start making memes from that. We'll see if
that
it
is
was, like
very, really... very true.
That's true.
That'll be the testament of whether it actually got good again or not.
I think that's gonna be like the day I have to get off social media when I see SpongeBob memes and I
don't
and recognize
don't the reference.
Them. I yeah. don't recognize them. I think that would have to be the day I get off. Like social media, because I'm just now too old. I don't even get SpongeBob references anymore. Man, I've been feeling old as shit. You know what made me feel really old recently? NBA 2K23 just got like put on PlayStation Plus for free, and I downloaded it. I opened that shit. I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking at. I'm be so real. I actually felt like I was 90. I have no idea what I was looking at.
Yeah, like, I haven't touched a 2K since 20. So
yeah, like I haven't touched a 2K in like 6 years. I have no idea what I was doing.
Honestly, I just lied. I haven't touched a 2K since 19.
19, yeah. 18 and 19 broke my heart.
I mean, 19 was 18 like fun for a little bit, but
18 was awful.
Which one was 18?
That's like the city. That's the first one. That's when
was that the Spike Lee one?
That's 16.
No, that was 16.
What was 18?
18 is like Kyrie on the cover.
I'm trying to remember like what they did for the gimmick that year though.
I think it was DJ. Was that DJ?
That was DJ. Yeah, 18 was trash. 18 was trash. 18?
I think 18 that
was trash. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, they had the annoying DJ, girl. That was the worst one, that was awful. 18 was dog shit.
Played a pickup game to get into the NBA. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that is 18. What are you doing, bro? Yeah, he signed up for like a pickup game tournament. Like, what? He got into the NBA, dude.
That is crazy. Yeah, 18 was trash.
Yeah, I'm not 2K. I think people shit on Madden, but Madden's been horrible for like a decade. 2K's fall off is more recent.
I never was like deeply into Madden, but I had like a phase from like the one where Vince Young was on the cover to like maybe the one where it was Larry Fitzgerald and what's his name? Troy Polamalu on the cover?
Yeah, those are the best ones though.
Okay, word. So I played it at its peak then. But yeah, I haven't played since the Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu one. So I don't
know. Oh my god. Dude, 2K18 that was 10. Had B-Fresh, bro.
B-Fresh was the worst character of all time. Vic was better.
Bro. Vic Dirt Van Leer?
Bike Basquiat. Donnie.
Basquiat. Oh, man. Dude, like,
really?
Some say Basquiat is the original Red Velvet Pop.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I got my whole style from, for real.
Yeah, Basquiat, baby. Spike Lee, I don't like. What was Spike Lee doing? Spike Lee has written masterpieces. And he is also.
That was just. That was also way written. Too serious of a story for a 2K game.
It was so. Like, I was 16 years old playing fucking NBA 2K, and I'm out here, like, watching the
my
fucking.
My best friend just died in my car crash.
I just signed a giant car. Like, I just signed my first, like, big contract in the NBA. And we're celebrating with my family. My best friend dies in a fiery car accident.
It got way too hectic. I don't even know how they got greenlit. Like, what happened?
Oh, my God.
And the crazy part about the rest of your career just goes on like normal. Like,
yeah, after that's like the end. That's literally the end of the fucking, like, my career, like, story.
Like everything is just a normal career after that.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Vic Van Leer,
bro,
man,
this what? Is a it's so funny though. Like, it's just such it a ridiculous really like. It just doesn't fit in a 2K game. Only and then the game. Ending scene where Vic Van Leer's ghost is like reading off this letter in the park. Like, what the fuck?
It's ridiculous.
I man, what park affiliates were y'all though? There's only one answer.
I don't even remember what they were.
Ballers, and then there was the.
I think I was Flyers. Sunset Ballers in that one. Yeah. I was either High Flyers or Sunset Ballers.
I was a Sunset Baller the whole way through, baby.
I was not the Rough City, whatever they were called.
Yeah, Rough. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, I was definitely in the Palm Tree one.
Yeah, Ballers.
I think I was Flyers at first, and then I switched to. Ballers.
The better one, absolutely.
Because all my friends were Flyers at the time, but then we all realized, like, oh, we get way better bonuses if we're at the Ballers one. So once we got to a high enough level, we just switched.
Yeah, dude, those parks are awesome. I can't believe they took that out of the game. I have no idea why they took that out of the game.
It's like the neighborhood stuff.
And I've hated it. I hated the neighborhood the entire time. It's never been good.
Yeah, in concept, it was cool, but not in practice.
No. Like, I get,
if I wanted to play GTA, I would just play GTA.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's just, like, this fake open world aspect. It's like, I don't need that.
Word.
I want to go to the baller park and lag out every three games.
True.
Shout out to 2K servers, man.
They sold you more than anything else on the planet.
For real.
Honestly, MLB The Show servers might be worse.
Dude, because nobody cares about MLB The Show anymore.
I haven't played The Show in years.
The Show has fallen. The Show, the problem with The Show, and I've been saying this for like 6 years, and it's still true, they just don't change the game.
Well, I mean, how much can you change it, though, you know?
What do you more mean? Than they zero. The, they changed the bat sounds this year.
Yeah, they changed the bat sounds. That's like the only thing they did was they changed the bat sounds.
That's huge.
They changed the perfect sound. And on release, it was fucked up. So it wasn't even a good change. Mm. I think 2021 introduced pinpoint pitching, but that's the only thing that's been updated.
I don't even use it.
And it's not good. It's honestly, it's from what I saw in 23, it's not even usable. It was good in 21. I used it in 21. Roslyn knows how good my pitching was.
That's not true. I've never been perfect gamed in my life.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I've thrown a perfect game against Raza with Lance Lynn.
Not even a bunt, bro?
No. Absolutely not.
You got to squeak out that one bunt when you get in perfect game. That's how I always used to do it.
No, I was...
At least get a hit by pitch.
Bryce was taking advantage of me because I was playing on the Xbox One, which was playing at like 20 frames per second on MLB The Show 21 because it was a next-gen game. If you play me in 23, I would kick his ass. No question.
Unlikely, but I'm not going to buy 23. So
I mean, if you have 22, we could run 22.
I don't. I'm not definitely not buying up last year's MLB The Show. Probably still like $40.
That's crazy.
The worst is Nintendo still charging like full price for all their old ass games.
Because
don't even get me started on Nintendo.
Nah, it's that.
I hate Nintendo.
We've dogged on Nintendo so much.
Bro, they
we've also shilled for Nintendo.
We have, but like they haven't done anything worth like,
but like that's the thing about Nintendo, like you're like gonna indirectly shill anyways just because like they have their own like IPs, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't play Pokemon anywhere else. Like I have to play this on the Switch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was
like, I can't play Mario Party anywhere else. I have to play this on the Switch. And I have to deal with all their nonsense.
Man, I waited probably 4 to 5 years for them to do a sports iteration on the Switch, and they gave us Nintendo Sports, and I was hyped for it. And it's like, it's
I heard it was mid.
It is. It's not great. They don't even have baseball.
That's crazy. Like, how do you not have baseball, man?
They don't have baseball. I think they added golf in an update, but it wasn't in the original game. And they just, they poured everything in the online play, which I think is the dumbest fucking decision of all time. I understand the Switch has online capabilities. However, you're playing Switch Sport. Yes, number one, that's the most important part, is Nintendo has never, on any game, ever been able to make a comprehensive online system where it connects properly. And number two, that's not what people buy the fucking game for. People aren't playing. Yeah, let me go grind Switch Sports online. Yeah, I don't know. No. The sports, man, what are the sports? There's like badminton, volleyball.
Damn, they couldn't even put table tennis? That's crazy.
No, there's no table tennis.
I like the table tennis on the resort one that was on like the Wii.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good substitution for tennis because I really like the tennis on the original, but yeah, the table tennis was fire too.
They have tennis. They did change tennis in a really interesting way. Not bad, I guess. I mean, it can be at times. They don't swing. Unless you're... So if you're playing like... Oh, shit. How do I explain it? They swing independently when you're playing with other people. So, like, if you have two people on one team, you're swinging independently, which is nice.
Word.
But tennis is fine on it. Bowling is bowling. They didn't put golf in originally. I've never played golf. That was an added update later. They don't have boxing. They don't have baseball. And they don't have any of the side modes, like, from back in the day. Like, with bowling, like, the thousand like pin shit.
Stuff?
Yeah, they don't have any of that. That's not even a mode.
Damn, that's whack.
So it is, it's just kind of bare bones and focused on online, which is just stupid. It made me, and I waited, I begged for that shit for like 5 years. And
as they say, be careful what you wish for.
Very true.
It wasn't a ridiculous wish, man. It really wasn't. Man, they're making people pay like $60 for a game for Switch Sports. And it doesn't have like nearly as much as the shit Wii Sports had on it. Wii Sports came with the fucking console. That shit was free.
Yeah.
So they're embarrassing themselves. They're making people pay $60 for a game that if you don't have online connectivity, it's kind of useless.
That's Nintendo for you.
I know. They're just making bad decisions. It's been a string of bad decisions for them lately.
That's what happens when fucking you run out of ideas, essentially. I mean, here, Tears of the Kingdom's pretty good, but I'm not paying $70 for it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I almost want to just because the videos I've seen of people building stuff is crazy, but like $70, bro. It's like, I don't even have like the actual game. Like, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. Like, they're still charging like $60 for games, and it's not even like there's no manufacturing cost anymore. Like, it's literally just in the cloud and we download it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what am I paying you $60 for?
Prices have gone up, man.
It's not like the developers are getting like a good cut either. Like, the developers are still getting the same cut that they were getting before. So, like, why am I paying you $60 for this game, for real?
They ain't even like it's not even that. It's usually more now. It's just like $70.
Yeah, man. I don't get Nintendo or just games.
That's
in
just
general
like, that's the
point.
Game market at this
point.
I don't
get it, man.
I don't know, man. It's. Maybe it's just Biden's America.
True. So true.
Even though this has been happening for a lot longer than that now.
Word.
I don't know. Shit, 60 used to be steep for games back in the day. Like,
yeah. We used to get them for like 50.
Just wait till like 2038 when GTA 6 comes out and costs $300.
It costs the whole console.
Do you mean it costs you like?
You just have to buy a console to play it.
Yeah, it has every game comes with its own console.
Honestly, we probably get to that at some point.
No. They already did that like 40 years ago, and everyone hated it.
Hey, man, that hasn't stopped them from bringing stuff back in the past.
It's true.
Yo, what's good with those? You guys gonna cop the Apple glasses?
No.
Oh, totally. I totally have $3,500 just lying around to spend on
to be Tony Stark.
I saw that Jarvis. Price tag. I wasn't gonna get it anyways, but seeing the price tag, I was just like, "Oh, they're crazy."
35. There, I feel like Apple's another company that's really out of fucking touch, or maybe just the
people are still gonna buy it. They charge. Sorry. Oh, they dropped fucking $600 AirPods and people bought them. So
shit, yeah. The fucking AirPod like Pro Max is like $700.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just for headphones.
If somebody has the Apple Vision Pros and they owe you money, they do not respect you as a human being, bro.
No, dude. How are you gonna be in debt buying $3,500 Apple glasses?
Man. What a world we live in. But that's the future.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. It's just going to get worse and worse. They're going to have Apple contacts.
Apple contacts.
I can see that.
It's going to be like that one episode of Black Mirror, the history of you, where like you could scroll through like all your memories and your eyes and stuff.
Yeah, that was a Was that the one with Anthony Mackie?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Black Mirror coming back on Friday.
Oh, is it really?
And I can't watch it because I'm not in the same household as the. I'm not in my Netflix household. So.
Oh, I forgot they did that. I might be kicked off my Netflix too. Then that's crazy.
Man, well, how are we gonna watch shows like? And.
Allegedly, like, if I was a person who did this, I could probably, you know, find a way to finesse it online for free and just, you know, completely fuck over Netflix. But
yeah, I've never watched anything.
Oh, I would never pirate
I don't even know how to do it.
I love big corporations.
Are you kidding me? I always pay my dues to the big corporations.
But allegedly, that might be the way.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I don't really know what they got on those websites. I never visit, so.
Yeah, I could never, couldn't even name one for you.
No clue. Yeah.
The price is right. I don't think there's anything worth watching on Netflix.
Yeah, they're bold for that. You know, if Netflix is going to do this shit, at least have something worth the fuck.
True.
Oh, no. I can't watch Don't Look Up. Are we fucking kidding?
Hey, don't forget 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, no, I guess I can't watch Breaking Bad for the next year anymore until AMC rips it out of Netflix's cold, dead hands back on their own site.
Shout out Netflix, man.
Shout out. Yeah, man. You killed Blockbuster, and now everyone else is coming to kill your ass.
Crazy how life works.
They don't have anything better than anyone else. I'm pretty sure, like, their original content, honestly, overall, some of the worst.
I mean HBO Max shits on
them. HBO, I don't even, like, that's not fair. HBO's been doing shit.
That's hydrogen bomb versus coughing baby.
I think the best thing they had was Mindhunter, and they canceled that, so...
That's another thing. They cancel all their good shit.
Yeah.
Like anything that has potential at all after two seasons, can't pay anymore. Which I'm not sure exactly how killing the amount of users on your platform is going to help you with paying people. They're banking on all these people just making another Netflix and paying their own money, but, like, I don't think the majority of people are going to do that.
Apparently people did, bro.
Robots.
I saw they had a huge spike in signups after they implemented that rule. People were thirsty to watch the fourth season of You and all that.
It's not even a good show.
Yeah,
no, I mean it was once.
It went off the rails. It went off the rails. Like it was, it's not worth it.
I don't know, man.
Anybody who used to watch it and think about getting back into it, just don't save yourself the time.
God, what are we, Chad? Do you think Hulu has better original content nowadays? They might.
They cancel a lot of their stuff too.
They do. Like the Kardashians. Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, they're really forcing that down my throat on my homepage.
They got to stop.
Like, I'm not watching it, bro. What's that Nick Saban thing? I'm not doing it, so quit asking.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel about that Kardashian show.
They also just have, like, all the, like, other binge shows. Like, all the popular, like, cable shows from back in the day. They got all that, too.
Word.
They got a
lot of cartoons and stuff on there that I like.
They do.
Like,
yep.
Yeah, Netflix does not have the right to be doing that shit. Stranger Things 4. Like, no one, dude.
Actually, Stranger Things 5 is loading.
My fault. Stranger Things 5. I can't tap into the eighth season of 13 Reasons Why.
I've never watched that show, but I saw a tweet once and they were like, damn, she really killed herself because they said she had a fat ass. And I just,
yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
Season one was okay. And I mean, it was okay, but people, like, it blew up. Like, everyone was fucking talking about it. Like, it was, like, the greatest thing to happen to TV in a decade.
Yeah, no, I was on Twitter.
Yeah. You remember, yeah, like, people our age, like, we remember, like, people were going crazy for that first season, the 13 Reasons Why. And there was, it wasn't that great. I mean, it was okay. Certainly better than the other seasons. I only watched like 2 episodes of season 2 and then I never watched it again. But yeah, it's, I don't know. Netflix does not have the catalog to be pulling shit like that, unfortunately. But how are we feeling, chat? I'm just going to keep calling y'all chat. Chat, how we feeling? Do you want to do an old PPS ritual we haven't done in a long time?
The fucking Mad Lib?
Remember when we did Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That was for money, bro? That was real.
Yeah, Cryptic won like $50.
Damn.
I don't know. I am not really prepped for Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
I feel like it's much easier to prep for a Mad Lib.
Yeah, because we don't have to prep for a Mad Lib. That's kind of the point. That's kind of the point of the Mad Lib. So I guess, I mean, we could do Red Velvet's 88th Mad Lib. I mean, they're always funny, right? And we haven't done it in a while. I don't feel bad about it.
One time for old time's sake.
I don't remember the last time we did a fucking Mad Lib. Maybe, did Obby make one?
I did. Obby definitely made one.
I don't know if he did. I mean, that was a World Cup episode. He might have. I don't know. But it definitely, that wasn't like a Mad Lib kind of episode. We're talking about the fucking World Cup. Let me find online Mad Libs. I don't remember the old website, to be honest with you.
It was reddit.com/r/propodshow.
I think it was dogwithablog.com.
Dog with a blog.
It was actually savewalterwhite.com.
I used to watch that.
Like... savewalterwhite.com. Dude, I watched some Dog with a Blog.
I don't know why that show was interesting, but it was.
You
know the girl in that? She looks exactly the same now still, except she's like 24.
I don't remember the younger daughter.
What's her name?
Was it? Hold on, Dog with a Blog.
She was in Mad Disney stuff.
Genevieve Hanilius.
I guess.
This girl. She looks exactly the same.
She's like 24 now. Like she was like 12 back then.
She was in Sunny with a Chance and Good Luck Charlie and Jesse and all that stuff.
She was in Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs.
A Chance of Meatballs.
Dog, does anyone remember the Mad Lib website?
Yeah,
it's a no from me, dog.
Dog.
It was
Mad Libs R Us.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously GeorgeRRMartin.com.
GeorgeRRMartin is skinny.com. Surely it's not madlibs.com, right? No, it's definitely not.
Probably not.
It's not.
I mean, it could be.
It's not. Unfortunately, it's not that easy.
Damn, it might be a rip for that.
There's a ton of them. Oh, I think this might have been it. I'll know it when I see it. Yeah, this is it. All right, I got it. Word blanks. Here we fucking go. That was the website. All right, we got it. We're good. We're good. Chat, we're back on. Chat.
All right, so
let's get money.
You know how it goes. If anyone knows how it goes, it's Red Velvet Poppy. So we got all these genres. We could do music. We also could do action. We also could do history. We also could do politics. We also could do sports. We also could do news. I mean, we can do whatever you want.
Let's do music. Why not?
Yeah, that's on brand.
That was,
you know.
Yeah, music. Let's
spice it up, you know.
Yeah, really
keep
spice
people
it.
People guessing.
Yeah. What if I don't want to view the PDF in one launch and give you all my data? If I don't want to do that. All right. So the suggested or the most popular ones at the moment. It's all lyrics, like relating lyrics. We got Summer Nights by like the Greece from Greece. Don't Feed the Plants. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. My Stars. Kiss. Do You Love Me by Kiss. And then Chop Suey, System of a Down. But there's others. Those are just the popular ones. But if we do music, it's definitely going to be rewriting a song. Because that's all I really see.
The whole thing or like the hook?
It depends on the Mad Lib. Probably. Most likely the whole thing. I see Thriller on here.
I'm down to do Thriller.
I see... Jesus, not much.
Minecraft Villager cover of Thriller?
Do Re Mi song. Is that just feeling Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Di... La-di-do. I see One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, and that one's tempting, to be honest.
Maybe the Do Re Mi song, like is, that the, song a lot. Is like Do a deer, a female deer.
Oh, like from Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Now, there is Bohemian Rhapsody as well.
Oh, man, we'd
be here all night. I think I'm down to do One Direction.
Okay, all right, we can do What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah, I kind of fuck with that song.
By far the most viewed one. I'm not sure why it's not in the popular section. Let's do it. We can do What Makes You Beautiful. A little longer, but that's fine. We can run with that. We need an adjective first. Can you get me an adjective?
An adjective?
Yeah.
Silly.
Oh yeah, here we go. We're getting goofy in this motherfucker. Present tense verb.
It.
Yep. Room in a house. The silly room. The shenanigans room.
The attic.
Attic. Nice. A present tense verb. Another one.
Slip.
Slip.
Or would it be slipping?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It might. I don't know.
So then, should we change the other one to hitting?
Okay, you want to do hitting and slipping?
Yeah, why not?
All right, body part, the funny bone.
Yeah, we could go with that.
All right, funny bone. Adjective.
Gripping. No, okay. Wait. Adjective. My bad. Let's go with
Maybe grippy is an adjective.
Nah, let's go with a... I don't know why I had a brain fart right there. Adjective. Decrepit.
Decrepit. All right. How about a verb ending in ing?
Gripping.
There we go. And then I need... we're going to do 5 adjectives in a row. So I need 5 adjectives.
cute. Sad.
All right. Three more.
Joyful.
All right, all right.
Melancholy.
All right.
One more, right?
Yeah, one more.
Damn, bro. Trying to think of something crazy to say, but
I don't know, man. I
chaotic.
Chaotic, okay. I need a room in the house.
Another room in the house, you said?
Yeah.
Basement.
Basement. All right. Past tense verb.
Left.
Body part. Another body part.
Pancreas.
Everyone loves hearing about the pancreas in there.
That's what gets the people going.
What gets the people going? I need three more adjectives.
God damn.
There ain't that many in the dictionary.
Three more adjectives. Let's go with alarmed. Shit, man. Confused. And disgusted.
Okay. Present tense verb.
See?
See?
Like S-E-E?
Yeah, like I could see, you know?
Okay. Okay. Body part. Another
see
body part.
Trees of green.
Bro, there's an AI cover of Squidward singing this song. It's mad funny. You said body part, right?
Yeah.
Let's go with big toe.
Okay, everyone, again, that's provocative. I need another adjective.
Annoyed.
All right, a present tense verb.
Fucking present tense verb. I don't know, fucking sit.
Sitting? I mean, it may be sitting.
Sitting.
Body part. One more body part.
Eyelid.
All right, an adjective.
God damn, bro. Fucking. Breathtaking.
Okay. A verb ending in ing.
Gasping.
two more adjectives, and then we're done.
More adjectives?
Two, three more adjectives, and we're done.
All right. Let's dig deep in the bag here.
Dig deep.
Nobody's abrasive? Ever used as many adjectives in their lives.
Abrasive, okay.
Belligerent.
Belligerent.
And timid.
All right. That is the Mad Lib.
About to be fucked up.
This is gonna be something. I really don't know how this is gonna. All right. So this is One Direction. What Makes You Beautiful? Written by Red Velvet Poppy instead of the washed-up singer who wrote the song. All right. First verse. You're silly, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you hitting through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the attic can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you slipping your funny bone gets me overwhelmed. when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know that you're decrepit. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm gripping at you. I can't believe you. You don't know. You don't know you're cute. Oh, that's what makes you sad.
Hey, it would make somebody sad, I feel like.
I love that you don't know you're decrepit.
Everyone else in the attic.
Jesus, everyone else in the attic can see it. Oh man, Soka, come on. You got it joyful. To prove I'm melancholy, I put it in a song. I don't know why. You're being chaotic. And turn away when I look into your eyes. Everyone else in the basement can see it. Okay. Everyone else but you.
Yo. Oh, man.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you left your pancreas gets me overwhelmed. the way you smile. The way you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, you don't know you're alarmed. Oh, man. If only you saw what I could see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe you don't know, you don't know that you're confused. Oh, that's what makes you disgusted. All right. Na 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 na. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you see your big toe gets me overwhelmed. What does that one mean?
What the fuck?
The way you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. Uh-oh. You don't know you're annoyed. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you sit in your eyelid gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. Uh-oh. You don't know you're breathtaking. There we go. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm gasping at you and I can't believe you don't know. Uh-oh. You don't know you're abrasive.
Damn. No,
uh-oh. That you don't know you're belligerent. No, uh-oh. That's what makes you timid. That is one of the best ones. That was definitely a good decision. That was awesome.
We run the Run that last like three lines back, bro.
Okay, let me run the last three lines back. No, oh, you don't know you're belligerent. No, that's what makes you timid.
Holy shit, bro.
That's incredible. Everyone else in the attic can see.
Shit was written about Anne Frank, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, that is what you think about when you think of an attic.
The way you're slipping your funny bone gets me overwhelmed. Oh, my God. You don't know. Oh, you don't know you're decrepit. Jesus. That was awesome.
You don't know you're cute. That's what makes you sad.
You don't know you're cute. That's what makes you sad. So true. Oh, man. That was a great Mad Lib. I'm glad it's back. That was really fun.
God damn, bro. That was something else.
Oh, man.
Shit.
We could ramp it up there. I'm glad we got that one in. That was awesome. Before we wrap it up, Mr. Red Velvet Poppy, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Red Velvet Poppy on pretty much any social media site, you know. I got a website now, redvelvetpoppy.com.
I did actually utilize it to get this set up.
Yeah, man. So, you know, real official now. I just dropped some merch today, actually. I just remembered that.
Oh, yeah, go buy his merch.
So, yeah.
Because he probably
get a shirt,
probably gets 100% of that cut.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you could find me at Red Velvet Poppy or, you know, at redvelvetpoppy.com, you know, however you see fit. And, yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Always a good time.
Yeah, always it's fifth time's the charm, man.
We love having you, man. But, yeah, go listen to his music, buy his merch. If you're in the New York City area, go to his shows.
You feel me?
Paid transportation. Nah, cut that. Can't promise that. But we are Pro Pot Show. I am Spears, ITSVRIZZ. Roz is Rozzy, double underscore. And please refrain from getting.